Coach Jesse Nichols, a lot to be proud about, including your team being down 50-36 with just over 4 minutes to go in the game. You closed to two after Soto hit that big three to make it 52-50, but that was the last point we scored, and they make all six at the foul line down the stretch, and they got us by eight.
Yeah, that second half, we clawed back like we usually do, and they were hitting their shots. They were hitting their shots, and we weren't. We couldn't finish. I was so proud of the girls on the rebounding stats right there. We focused on, we need to win the rebound battle. We need to crash the boards and get second and third shots. And we did. We did a heck of a job. But we missed, I don't know how many second half, but first half, we missed 30 shots.
Yeah.
Or we took 30 shots. We were 6-for-30, I think, in the first half.
Yeah, and a lot of those in the paint, Coach. It was frustrating because we were doing such a great job on the old glass. I mean, you definitely won the rebounding war. There's no question.
Yep.
Well, a game effort.
Yes. Once again, I just want to say I'm proud of these girls. Kind of emotional because I really thought we should have won that game.
I'm with you. And, Cecilia Yanga, Julie Patrick, seniors. I just look at your contribution, Coach. Kaylee Oler, a big three. Pasha Nui off the bench with eight. Nyathal Dang gets a basket. Naya Molu was terrific in the paint tonight, had 7 points to go along with more than 10-plus boards. I mean, a lot of effort by your gals tonight.
Yeah, great team effort. We don't have just one girl who can, take over the game, so we rely on everybody. It's a team effort every game.
Well, Coach, thanks for coming up. Tough one, but appreciate you stopping by for a comment or two.
Yep, no problem.
Jesse Nichols, Storm Lake Tornado head coach, 58-50. Appreciate that.